It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation. An engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Here he is, and I'm not alone. I'm packing heat today, boy, ladies and gentlemen. You ready? Here we go. Scott, get to your business. Here it is.
So you can get rid of me?
No. I love having you here.
5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
And we're both going to talk right over your intro.
That's all right.
No, I like having you. In fact, you know, we're going to change it up a little bit. I know we've been having a lot of guests, and we've been really enjoying that, but I'm going to dedicate some special time for you, Scott.
Monday. A fireside chat.
Yeah, on Mondays. We're going to have to come up with a theme for that, Lisa. We're going to call it Fireside Chats on Mondays with Scott. Something like Mondays with Scott or something. We'll come up with something interesting.
Like Tuesdays with Maury.
Yeah.
But different. All right.
Get busy, man.
It was a strange day. Futures were off, and then futures were up, and then markets were down, and markets were up, and it looked like we were going to close in the positive for Tuesday's trade, but there was a late announcement from Greece that basically a disclosure that about 700 million euros have been removed from Greek banks over basically year to date. That's almost $900 million.
So that's panic.
Yeah, I mean, is people worried that their euros are going to disappear for a couple weeks and then be reborn as drachmas, which they don't like.
And they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah,
I'll take my euro, please.
So end of the day, NASDAQ down 9, Dow down 63, S&P down 8. Again, not a colossally bad day, but we've had a lot of them in a row here. Gold down 18 at 1542. That's a low number for gold.
Which is really interesting. I continue to be I'm not going to say amazed, but I'm a little bit surprised, I guess, because we keep seeing this fall off in gold when we're hearing the news that at the same time, which is about, you know, crises that are developing. So it has got to be about inflation or just pure demand from China and India.
I think gold is at its crisis level risk pricing.
Okay.
I think what people are waiting for is a little bit more certainty that there's going to be a QE3 and then we'll see gold shoot up again. Because that's really what pushed it back up.
Right? We're not seeing that?
We had a very, very tame inflation number today that I'll tell you about in a minute.
Okay.
And the more tame inflation is, the more likely that the Fed will intervene if things really slow down.
Okay.
So that made it a little bit more likely. Oil down $1.53. We're all glad to hear that. At $93.25, it's not going to shock me a bit to see oil inside of $90, maybe even by the end of next week. A lot of that is concern on demand.
That's good, because I'm planning on filling up about then. So.
Okay, good. Tens at 177. So still a lot of money going into tens.
Seeking safety, right?
Yeah, seeking safety. It's still safe. That's ours, you know, at AA credit, and the German Bund at AAA credit are really where most of the safety is.
Yeah, they're like at 170 something, right? Or no, they're down below 1.5.
Yeah,
they're like at 140.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bunds are really low. So economic news for Tuesday, Germany announced that their GDP grew 0.5% in the first quarter. That's good news, because we've been seeing a lot of recessionary data come from Europe, so we're happy to see that.
So Europe's in recession except for Germany.
Yeah, it's kind of spotty. It's kind of spotty. Home builder sentiment jumped to 29 in May from 24 in April. That's the best home builder sentiment we've had in about 5 years. So that's good news. That had home builders really cooking on Tuesday's trade. Also in economic news, Empire State Manufacturing Index. I know you love the manufacturing numbers.
What is that? What kind of index is that?
That is not the kind of index that you want me to tell you it is, but it's not. The Empire State Manufacturing Index jumped to 17.09 versus April's 6.56. It basically says that the New York region manufacturing activity is starting to spike up a little bit, so that's good.
That's very good.
And then I mentioned inflation numbers. The CPI for April came out flat from the previous month.
Okay, well, we got a big break because you mentioned the oil and gas coming down. So we're seeing
that
some
was a huge
that's
break.
A huge impact.
Yeah.
Without that, do you remember what the core was? Up to?
Well, our annual rate of inflation right now is 2.3.
Okay.
But that's still pretty tame.
That's very tame.
You know, we had a pretty tame PPI number earlier, so inflation appears to be pretty tame, which makes it more likely that the Fed steps back in, so we'll see what happens. So I think the Fed is happy to see oil prices down because it's, you know, a tax that they can just sort of eliminate. Corporate news, J.P. Morgan's been in the news all week. They had their shareholders meeting actually down the street in Tampa following their $2 billion trading loss. CEO Jamie Dimon basically got a vote of approval from the shareholders. They said his pay package was okay, and they're not going to split up the chairman and the CEO positions. There was some talk about that. Our friends at Chesapeake Energy in the news again. They say, we're a little short. Can we borrow about $4 billion or so?
This story gets
liquidity problem.
Oh, more and more weird.
Yeah, so
just put some of the wells up for collateral.
Well,
oh, wait, we've already done that.
They've been selling them off too. But they have about a $4 billion liquidity crunch. Standard & Poor's cut their credit rating to a BB- from a BB. Good news from Home Depot. They announced really decent earnings on lower than expected sales. Not too bad there. And then Facebook. You know, all the news this week is about Facebook. They raised the range of their pricing to $35 to $38, so that values the company in the range of somewhere $104 billion or so for the entire company value. It puts them in a position to raise about $12 billion, but the analyst community is really, really cold on this deal for a lot of reasons. The revenues have been coming down.
Profits not that good.
Profits have not been very good, and then this afternoon, General Motors came out. I mean, General Motors' advertising dollars are, you know, massive. They
Huge.
Came out and said, we're not really going to do the Facebook anymore. It just doesn't work for us.
Yeah, that's got to sting a little.
Especially, you know, it's almost like they did it in a vindictive way 2 days before the price, and they're like, hey, just so you know, don't count on our money because it's going somewhere else.
Wow.
And
that's interesting.
Yep, that's all the news that I have today.
All right, Scott. Well, well done, and well within your allotted time, but we will be arranging that.
I could do it all in 2 minutes.
No, we're going to do a whole day. We're just going to not start it today. That's all.
All right.
But thank you, Scott.
Okay, my
all
pleasure.
Right.
And
so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a quick break, and I want you to stick around because this is going to be very interesting. I have a special guest in the studio with me today, Ron Wallace, who is the publisher of the News Journal, is going to be talking with us about the direction of the News Journal, where they're headed, what they see, what they want to do, and a lot of good things about our local paper. So stay tuned.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right, we are back, and we're sorry to let Scott go. We'll have to make do, but we've got plenty to make do. This is going to be a fun show, ladies and gentlemen. All the things that maybe you didn't know about the News Journal, we have the opportunity to talk today with Ron Wallace, publisher of the News Journal. Ron, welcome to the program.
David, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.
I feel like we already know each other like old friends.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We had a chance to talk a little bit before the program started, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm very much looking forward to talking with Ron on our program today. Let's give our listeners a little bit of background. Where'd you come from? Because you're relatively, quote unquote, relatively new.
Yes. I've been here, David, I think it's been about 4 months now. To go back in history, I'm originally from Texas. I grew up on a cattle ranch east of Dallas. Ended up in the newspaper business there, left Texas.
I'm sure there's a joke somewhere there, but I'll have
well,
to have a
little
more time.
Well, there are a few. You know, I went to college at Texas A&M. You know, there's the old joke now in Texas about Aggies in Texas A&M. So I always said, well, I'm not an Aggie. I was a student at Texas A&M.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But so we won't go there. All right. But from there, I ended up going to St. Louis, which is where I met my wife, Pat, and to Cleveland, Ohio, Des Moines, Iowa, Athens, Georgia, Holland, Michigan, Chicago, and then most recently to Leesburg in Lake County, Florida, back in 2004. And so now one more leg in the journey. Back in January, we started the transition moving from Leesburg over to Daytona.
Well, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And I can tell in just talking with you a little bit before the program that you're bringing some new excitement and some new ideas and just continuing to move the News Journal forward. And of course, all of our listeners in the area, of course, were witness to some of the changes that went on before you got here. And so tell us, where are we headed? Where is the News Journal headed?
Well, you know, the industry is evolving, but when we start looking at things, you know, David, news is very important in people's lives. And we look at it, if you want to know what's going on in Afghanistan, go turn on CNN or go to a website and you can get either with a 15-minute delay or like live.
Live, yeah.
But, you know, if you really want to know what's going on in Volusia or Flagler County, that's our niche. That's what the News Journal is all about.
The focus on the local.
Absolutely. Hyper-local. I mean, it's all about what's going on in the community. Although there are those things that we would rather not have to report about, but it's necessary to keep people informed. But we don't think it just takes bad news to sell newspapers. So there's a lot of great stories out there, David, that we want to tell people.
Well,
about.
What I've heard you say is that you have this, you have a responsibility to community, and it really reaches to the level of being a fiduciary. I love that concept because in the investment world, I know what that means. That means I'm responsible to my client and put their needs ahead of my own.
Exactly.
And so I really appreciate both an understanding as well as the gratitude for the fact that the News Journal views it that way.
You know, I think, David, with my backgrounding, having the opportunity to move around the country and see the way different companies operate, where different communities operate, most people don't understand that the quality of life that we enjoy here where we live has a direct correlation to the health and vitality of the business community. And so, you know, in that vein, because they pay for the infrastructure for those goods and services that we enjoy in our community. And so really, we are going to be business friendly because we know by doing that and supporting the business community, we are in turn supporting the local residents and the community as a whole.
We don't have a video cam, but if the listeners could see me, Lisa could tell them I'm grinning ear to ear because I love that. And it's, of course, refreshing for a lot of, you know, the last thing a business owner, including myself, wants to see at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning with our cup of coffee is to get a kick in the teeth, you know.
Right, absolutely.
You know, so we appreciate that. And I have a saying, which may or may not be popular out there in radio land with our listeners, but I have a saying that if you've got a job in this economy or any economy, thank the taxpayers or thank a business owner, somebody that has taken a risk to start a business and to create jobs, and because they're trying to grow, and somebody somewhere is taking a risk.
David, that's so true. Very, very true. And, you know, we take that responsibility very serious. And so it's something that it's every day. We're also in the manufacturing business. And so we're one of those few that we start today, we create a product that we deliver tomorrow, and then we tear it all up and start again.
Well,
build a new one.
I want to have you share a little bit with our listeners about that part of it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay. Thanks, David.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We're back, and I have a special guest in the studio with me. Well, they're all special. All right. I confess. I always say that. But Ron, I'm really enjoying talking with you. We have Ron Wallace, publisher of the News Journal, and he is sharing with us some of the philosophy and the vigor. I hear the vigor and the excitement in your voice about what's going on at the News Journal. And I know you want to talk a little bit about the manufacturing that you do. But I think one of the other things that people would be curious to hear about, Halifax Media, of course, in purchasing the News Journal, a lot of excitement there, a lot of new tone that was set.
Exactly.
And so let's talk a little bit about, I guess, two things. One would be why Halifax Media, right. If you can speak a little bit to why they're doing what they're doing, because they've purchased other papers. And then also a little bit, we'll get into maybe a little bit about getting the opinion stuff over in the opinion pages and right. keeping the facts in the news pages.
Well, you know, David, in buying the papers, Michael Redding, our president CEO, he has a vision, and there's no question about that. And I'm sure it's like many of your clients, you know, the old saying, buy when it's low. And of course, sell high. Well, we're not planning on selling.
Hold on, I'm gonna write that down, Ron.
We're not planning on selling. But what we see is at this point in the economy, exactly. You know, we did purchase 16 regional New York Times papers.
Wow.
And we feel the majority of them are here in Florida, you know, Sarasota, Lakeland, Ocala, Gainesville.
Again, local papers.
Local papers. Yeah. And you know, okay, we don't need someone in New York City trying to tell us how to run business here in Florida. We've got great people. We're in the people business, both internally and externally. If you looked at the News Journal, for example, we have roughly 400 employees that work there.
That was amazing when I heard that. That's such a big number. I think most people don't know it's that many people.
And that's to produce that paper every day, you know, because it is 24/7, 365 days a year. The only difference, really, is on leap year, because we do it one more time.
One more time.
And so,
but you don't get a day off.
But no days off. And not only the 400 employees that are there, but you also have roughly, we have over 400 to 500 independent contractors that are delivering those newspapers.
Well, speaking of businesses, thank you for your contribution to our local economy, because that's a lot of employees. That's a lot of jobs.
Thank you. But and also, one thing to take in consideration is with the purchase of the other papers, we have now, Halifax Media, their headquarters, we are the 19th largest daily newspaper company in the country. Those headquarters are located here in Daytona.
And do you have, you may not know this off the top of your head, how many total number of employees for the whole shooting match?
It's well over 2,000.
Wow.
And that's not counting the independent contractors that work. So you've got over 2,000 employees that are working for Halifax. And also with the corporate headquarters here, those are new positions.
Right.
So there's 30-some-odd new jobs that are coming, that are being developed right here in Daytona. So we're very proud of that. And as we see the markets recover and as we see the economy come back, we only stand to gain in the process of being positioned to help the communities grow, to help the businesses grow. That's what our business is. We're in the people business, both internally and externally.
But the print media, despite Apples and iPads and all those things, a lot of people, myself included, still like to pull out a paper, hold it in our hands. And I tell you what, they talk about navigation on iPad. I can navigate your newspaper pretty darn quick, and it doesn't take technology or the you know, hitting the search engine. I can get where I want to go.
David, you're the kind of guy I just love to be with. So, yes, you know, there are a lot of newspaper readers. And, you know, people talk to me about attracting the younger reader. Been doing it 30-some-odd years. I'm sorry I have yet to see the younger readers be involved in newspapers. But as they grow, as their families, as they get married, as they have children in schools, as they get involved in the community, and as they become part of the essence of what we look at as an active community, all of a sudden their dynamics shift and
they have a need to know.
They have a need to know.
Well,
exactly.
I will give you some good news. My son, who is 10 years old, when the comics come out on the weekend, he's right in there. He wants to see those comics.
That is fantastic. Love to see that. Love to see that.
So it's good news. It's good stuff going forward. And so this is, and it's a long-term plan. It's not a buy low and sell it tomorrow. It's a vision for keeping the paper local and focusing on local news.
Exactly. And that's the long-term commitment that we have. And there again, as we grow, the company grows, you know, there's investment in technology, investment in people, and we have responsibility to those that are involved.
Excellent. So. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back, Ron, and we're going to talk about, and one of the things we were going to get to is a little bit about the opinions and the news and getting the two separated. So
not a problem.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I have Ron Wallace, publisher of the News Journal, here in our studio, and we're getting the inside scoop. You know, you get your scoop of the paper. We're getting the inside scoop on the paper itself. And one of the things we were going to turn to after the break was talking about one of the things which is for many readers a source of, let's say, concern. Right. And not necessarily just with the News Journal, but with any paper, that people want to get their facts and then be able to figure out what's going on without having to sort out the reporter's opinions and opinions on one page and facts on others. So can you talk a little bit about what's going on there and what you see with the News Journal?
Absolutely, David. You know, our newsroom, and we have 70 some odd employees, reporters and editors and designers that work in the newsroom every day, and they take a great deal of pride in what they do, as well they should, because they do a great job. But there is a definitive line between news pages and opinion pages. And in the news pages, we don't want to see opinions. I'm sorry, we all have one. But that doesn't mean we want everyone to share.
Hold on, Lisa. Can you hit the applause sound for that? All right.
So, you know, that's where we're really trying to draw a hard and fast line in that. Let's present the facts. Let's give everyone the opportunity that, based on the facts, to make their own decisions. You know, I think, David, that our mantra there would be fair and accurate. And that's what we really strive for. Now, on the opinion page, we want to provide a platform for others to voice their opinions, both left and right.
So they're kind of more centrist.
Absolutely. And that's where we're going. Exactly, David, is we want to be somewhere right there in the middle, because we want to be a reflection of the community at large. And if you go out there, there's a great diversity in opinions.
A lot of folks
hit. And so we don't want to go way to the right or way to the left, either one. We want to be kind of in the middle. But there again, for example, as simple as doing political endorsements, we have decided we are not endorsing political candidates. We feel like we can do the profiles, present the information, and that the general public is intelligent enough, they'll make up their own mind.
Well, now my mouth is hanging open, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. It's gone from a big grin to a hanging. So that's a huge shift.
That's huge. That's
well,
huge.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And that's, you know, in some respects, that's kind of risky, but we feel like that's what the community deserves. We feel like that's what the community wants, and the general reader. You know, there again, now on local issues and local referendums and things like that, yes, there will be times that we will take a position and we will advocate for certain legislation or a certain position. But when it comes to the individual candidates, we'll present the facts. We'll present the information, the bios, the profiles, and we'll let you, the readers, you, the public, help make the decision.
You report it, and we can decide
exactly
what we think about it.
That's our position, David, and that's where we're going with this. So, you know, news pages, plain facts, fair, accurate, opinion pages. Now, we don't intend to be used as a tool for people to take personal attacks against others.
Right.
But opinions, you know, deal with the issues, not with the individual, but with the issues. And of course, many issues, they stem from individuals, but stick with the issue, not the individual themselves.
Well, thank you for all that. That's very good. I'm really glad to hear that. Now, the other thing we were going to talk about, which I think is really interesting, we got into a little bit before we started the show, is you're in the manufacturing business.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about what it takes to deliver these 100,000 papers on the weekend and 70,000 a day during the week.
Well,
I can't imagine.
Once again, that's a collaborative effort of over, you know, right at 400 employees. Plus, then again, it's always amazed me in the business that we go out, we gather the news, and we bring it in, and we formulate that into stories, and then we have editors that go through and edit for accuracy and style, and then designers that present it. And we have our account executives that work with businesses to put their advertising messages out there.
I've seen them.
And you actually happen to be one of those. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
But then also in the classifieds, we have people that are, you know, their garage sales and those things. And we've got individuals there to help them with that. But then it all boils down. It used to boil down to that, 12-year-old coming home at the end of the school day to deliver that paper. Well, we don't have 12-year-olds delivering the papers anymore because it's early in the morning. But if you think about it, then we've got another 400, a workforce of 400 independent carriers out there that are delivering that paper every day to your doorstep.
We're going to take a quick break, Ron. When we come back, you've got to talk about the printing press.
Absolutely.
Okay, you got to tell people about that. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back. Awesome. Caught me on another hot mic, Lisa. Got to watch you. Okay, Ron, we've got a little bit of time. I want you to share. You were telling me before we started the show about this. You called it was like a camp, like a fire burning.
Watching a campfire.
Yeah,
that press, when it is running, I mean, that press is like over two stories high, David. It's amazing. And being in the business for over 30 years, I still, when I go down there and I see that press, and in parts of the building, you can feel the vibrations when it starts. And when you really get close to it, I mean, first of all, the noise is
deafening.
We wear ear protectors, but when you're standing up next to it, you can feel it. I mean, it's just running through the floor, through your body, and you watch that press running. It's amazing. And after 30 some odd years, it's like watching the campfire. It's mesmerizing.
Well, on a given night that you're gonna deliver those 70,000 papers, and I get mine at 5 a.m.
Yes, sir.
So, how long does that take?
Well, actually, and we go through several versions of the paper every night in the printing process, and we really start around midnight, and we're not getting through till 2:30 in the morning. Now, that's actually doesn't sound like a long time. But to produce that many newspapers coming out of there, that's some big barrels of ink that you're going through there. And actually, we don't go through barrels. We have a tank of ink.
Who's swapping out the barrels fast? Yeah, you've got a massive tank. And you've got flammability issues and.
The funny thing about that is that a roll of newsprint. When you look at that roll of newspaper, you'd say, oh my gosh, that could go up in flames. Well, actually, it would not.
Because it's so dense?
It's so compressed.
Okay.
Air cannot get to it. And so actually, if you ever found a newspaper or rolls of newsprint on fire, you better run the other way because there's a problem.
I mean, that's a serious problem.
That's a serious problem. And actually, we used recycled newsprint, so we tried to stay environmentally friendly, as much soy-based inks and things like that. So everything is very, very well monitored and managed. And, once again, we live here too, and our children, our employees, and their children go to school here, so it's very important to us. But you mentioned Scoop a while ago, and so one thing I would tell you about, one of the new things that we've done is in the newsroom, we've got our new NJ Scoop, which is our new text line.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about this.
And we were talking about that earlier. You know, it was like when the car went through the grocery store's front window, we knew within 4 minutes. So you can text us now at NJ Scoop, and those numbers are 63566, or you can call our news tip hotline at 681-2220.
Outstanding. Well, Ron, that's all the time we have. We'll have you back on another day.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we have Ron Wallace with the News Journal. He is the publisher. Welcome, Ron, and thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.